Hey, everybody, this is Bethany, and I want to thank you for joining me for Rooftops Podcast. My prayer is that this would be a time that would encourage you, would challenge you to activate your faith as you hear God speak to your heart. And today we're going to be talking about commitment, and not just commitment alone, but the fear of commitment. So if you struggle with commitment in any sort of way, hang in there with me today. This is for you. Even if you don't realize maybe that you have some struggle or fear of commitment, that's a bit of my story, and I'm going to be sharing that with you today. So again, hopefully this will encourage you. Have you ever just kind of caught yourself really in the middle of feeling anxious, in the middle of feeling worried, where all of a sudden you just realize, like, what is this heavy anxiety just weighing on me? I know for me, I used to live that way. That was like my everyday life. And the Lord was so good that He came and He really just took that anxiety away from me, where that's not my norm. You know, sure, I get worried at times, but it's not something that I live in on a daily basis. And so when I feel anxiety trying to come over me and steal my peace, then it's like my radar goes up, that red flag, and I know something is not right. And so on this particular day I was having, that's kind of what happened to me. I just noticed this weight of heaviness on me, of worry. And so I start asking the Lord, like, what is this? What's up? And as I was thinking, really what I had been thinking about were these new things recently that I decided that I was going to step out and do, that I was going to commit to doing. And there were several things and several layers, and they were good things. Like, they were God things. They were things that I believe that the Lord was leading me to do, but still they were new things and they came with new challenges because I didn't have the experience or you know, just knowledge in those areas. And so they even had, again, just responsibilities and things that I think were just kind of stretching my brain. And on that day, I found myself in this state where I think I just had a lot of uncertainty swirling around up in my head. And so again, I just stopped and I asked the Lord, you know, where's this coming from? Why do I feel this way? And I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me and He just said, you're afraid of the commitment. And I was kind of taken back in that moment. Honestly, I was like, what? Because overall, I don't think I'm a person that's known for shrinking back from commitment or just being loosey-goosey and kind of all over the place. I've committed in a lot of areas of my life, but even though I was kind of shocked that the Lord had said that to me, I know that God knows me better than I know myself. And so my ears perked up because I'm thinking, if God's going to reveal something to me, if He's going to say something to me, then, you know, I'm excited because I know that He doesn't call things out in us to put us down, but rather to build us up. And so I knew there was going to be a new freedom found in me understanding what the Lord was saying and embracing the change that He wanted to bring about. So again, just hearing Him say, you're afraid of the commitment. And right after that, it brought me back to this time where I was newly married, maybe a week or 2 weeks into getting married. And I had a bit of a panic attack, honestly. I remember right where I was in my house. And all of a sudden, this overwhelming fear and anxiety came over me, thinking to myself, what in the world did you just do, Bethany? You just got married. Like, this is forever, right? And I had this fear that I couldn't make it. I couldn't make it forever. I couldn't do anything forever. And I was really convinced that I couldn't do it for the long haul. And really, truly, I mean, this was my track record in the past. I had started so many things, but I wasn't a great finisher. But it was really soon after this that I came to know Jesus and I began a relationship with Him. And you know how God works. Somehow, some way, He gets in your heart. He starts to change you. And I can honestly say we've been married 23 years, 24 this coming year, and I've never had that thought. I've never had that worry come back to me like, oh, will I be able to stay in this marriage? I mean, my husband's great. He's always been great, but it was just something within me. And so I thank God that I know that He helped me to get past that point of fear of commitment. And here I was kind of in this moment, having a moment like that again, right? Where I was just feeling like, man, I don't know if I can keep all this up, like the longevity of it. And honestly, it's all that I signed up for. No one else is making me do any of these things. And again, things that I feel like the Lord's led me to do. And so I'm reminding myself, if God helped me then, if God helped me before in my panic when I didn't think that I could make it in my marriage, he can help me now with whatever struggle I'm having with commitment. So I would imagine that I'm probably not the only person on the face of the earth that has any type of struggle with commitment. And why is that? Why is commitment so frightening sometimes? You know, and it's not just with relationships, you know, it's not just with tying the knot with someone, but it's just, it's in the everyday. Sometimes it's making decisions. It's signing that paper, doing something permanent. Well, I think probably the biggest reason we struggle with commitment is because of the fear of failure. We have a fear of failing. Commitment has a way of exposing our weaknesses. What if I can't do this, right? I don't want anyone to feel let down by my inability to make this happen, to do this. So maybe it's just not better to commit at all. I also, for me, I know, secondly, a big struggle with commitment is just that feeling of being tied in, you know, kind of being trapped, if you will, for lack of better terms, that I'm unable to change my mind. I'm unable to make a different decision, that it's permanent, that I'm locked in, that I can't just slip out quietly. I can't take the easy route when it gets difficult. Thirdly, I think we struggle sometimes with commitment, just being honest, that we just don't want to put the effort or work in that commitment takes sometimes. You know, when we commit, we have to actually contribute. We are committing to contribute, and not just contributing to whenever we feel like it, whenever it's convenient or works out for us, but consistently contributing. And so this whole idea of commitment can reveal how much strength and endurance that we may have or may not have. Fourth, I think a reason that we struggle with committing is we just don't want to be accountable. When we commit, we're not just committing to ourselves, we're committing to other people, right? And so other people are involved. And when we commit, we put ourselves in position to answer to other people, to be accountable. And sometimes it's just our pride that gets in the way of us committing. And the list can go on. You know, people have all sorts of different reasons of maybe why they struggle with commitment. And I'm definitely no psychologist, that's for sure. But I know from my own personal experience that the fear of commitment can run deep. It can have some roots. So often fear, it can stem from some trauma that you've experienced at some point in your life. For example, and this is just one example of many, but maybe you have attachment issues. Maybe in your childhood, somehow, some way you had a parent or a caregiver, somebody that was supposed to take care of you, and they proved to be unreliable. And so you didn't attach yourself to them because they proved to be inconsistent. And that stuff can carry on with us, where we have trouble attaching, we have trouble committing. Even so much, it can cause us to the point where we struggle with even trusting God that he'll actually take care of us. Or maybe, you know, way on the flip side, you have fully committed, you have fully trusted and given yourself before, maybe in a marriage or a relationship, and only, you know, you found out that you were so disappointed, that you were betrayed, that you were hurt, or maybe even just left. And so now you struggle to go all in because you've been burned so badly. But regardless of our past, this is the good news. God wants to give us a new frame of reference. He wants us to know that he's always going to be good, that he's always going to be faithful. We never have to wonder if God's going to come through. And for me, when I first started realizing that I was struggling with the commitment of something, the thing I needed to realize first and foremost was that this was a faith issue. This was a faith problem, and that faith was going to be the solution to bring me out of it. I had to be honest and you know what? Just acknowledge that I have a deficiency somewhere. And the reason I know this is because God is a God of covenant. He has no trouble committing. We know that about him. And commitment, it's just, it means a promise to do something. But there's a difference between commitment and covenant, because covenant, it's relational and it's personal. Having relationship with God, being in covenant with God, is the means into which we're empowered to even stay committed to him, to his purposes for our lives, and to stay committed to others. Psalm 37:5 says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act." This is so encouraging to me, that if I commit my way to the Lord, that he will act, he will do it, he will bring it to pass. This verse is so huge because it replaces my fear of commitment with the confidence that if I will commit, the Lord will make it happen. And that's good news to me, because that means it's not all on me. I can take the pressure off. He's going to make it happen. That my weakness, his power is made perfect, is made strong. So we can't confidently commit when we look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's the finisher. That's such a relief. He's the completer. He's the perfecter. He's the one who makes it possible for successful completion of something. Same concept found in Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works to the Lord and your plans will be established. The word established means to arrange, direct, put right, correct, prepare, make ready, erect, set up, determine, fix, appoint, and make firm. What an encouraging promise that when we're a person of commitment, he will establish our plans. I want to be established like that. Amen. God says that he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. And I think that that is probably one of the most valued and favorite scriptures for so many of us. And it's because it brings such relief to us. It brings a sense of safety and security to us that God's not going to leave us high and dry, that he's going to be with us, that we're not going to be just doing this alone. We're wired for commitment. And God knows humanity's need for commitment. He has led the way by committing to us that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. So I had watched this movie with my husband. It's not my normal type of movie, but it was pretty cool. And this movie was called Gran Turismo. And it's this true story about this young kid, this young man who was a gamer. And he always wanted to be a race car driver, a professional race car driver. But his family, he just didn't have the means to go for that and to train for that. And so he wins this competition. I think that Nissan puts on this gaming competition. He wins. And so Nissan puts him on their professional racing team. And he becomes a professional race car driver in a professional race car. Like, that's so wild. And all he had done before was race in a game, okay? And the thing that stood out to me in this movie, several times, this young man, he had like an instructor, a coach, and that was training him. And the coach would say, "You have to commit. You have to commit." And he would say that several times in the movie. And at one point he said something along the lines of, "If you're not going to have conviction when you're on the track, if you're not going to commit, the next time you may not be so lucky." And that stood out to me. You know, if we have conviction, if we really believe, then we're going to commit, we're going to go all in, we're going to press past the fear. And when we fail to commit, we can forfeit our race. We can lose our reward. We can even experience and cause damage in our lives or in others. When we fail to commit, we hinder the work of God in our lives and in the lives around us, our families, our friendships, our church, our potential. It's all affected by whether we'll commit or not. We might be tempted just to think that we can play it safe and shrink back from commitment, but we only end up hurting ourselves and others. I know I have personally been convicted before about driving in the slow lane at times, okay? And I'm not talking about with my car. I'm talking about with my life, playing it safe, so to speak. You know, you can be playing it safe and be really busy. I was busy, but you can, again, be busy and play it safe to the point where you're so careful, you're exercising such caution, or in spiritual terms, wisdom, that you are unwilling to take the risk. And that's not the faith that we see in the Bible, is it? Now, I'm not suggesting that we go out and do something rash or foolish just for the sake of it, but I am encouraging us to really seek the Lord's will and step out in faith. You know, God gives us the choice whether we will put a demand on our faith or not. God encourages, He loves initiative. You know, you think of the story when Peter walked on the water. It was Peter, he was the one that called out to Jesus and said, "Tell me to come to you on the water." And we know that Jesus said, "Come." And so I just want to leave us with this challenge. If we really believe in what we confess, then let's have conviction. Let's put action behind it and do something with it. So thanks so much for joining me today for Rooftops. Until next time.